All right. Well, thanks for coming. As you, everybody here knows, we selected Leonard Fournette the third with our fourth pick, and he's now a Jacksonville Jaguar. We're excited about it. I think Leonard is going to be a great asset to our team, but we think he's a special player, but we also think he's a special person, and I think you guys are going to be able to figure out real quick what he's all about, and you can see his family here and what the type of person he is. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce Leonard as the newest member of our team.
I'm Coach Marone. I'm the head coach, and we just selected a running back, Leonard Fournette. Here we go again. I mean, it's you know what? You sit in front of this room, and it's like the same thing. You're trying to tell the players all the time, we want to keep learning, we want to be smart, and we get the same question after I corrected it yesterday. Come on, we got to get better than that.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be here. My newest family, man. Both of my coaches, man, they introduced me as well. When I first came here, when they wanted to come visit here, it was a blessing, man. And going and meeting the players, you know, started from the bottom, man. You know, I'm like a freshman again. So it was a blessing just to be here in this position, and I'm just ready to work.
Hey, Leonard, Ryan O'Halloran from the Times Union. You made the visit here earlier this month. How much did that help you sort of match some names with faces here today?
I mean, it was pretty good. You know, it's coming in. It was a great vibe with all the coaches, some of the players, and it went well.
Leonard, John Reed from the Times Union. You come from the 7th Ward. I'm familiar with that. But can you talk about just what you overcome and your humbleness and different things that kind of your character as a person and giving back to the community? Where did all that come from? And was it what you seen when you were growing up to make yourself humble? Well, can you talk about that?
Well, I say the humbleness comes from my mother and my father. You know, I mean, I was taught like this as a kid. You know, just stay humble, remain who you are. And I say my environment made me who I am. You know, I grew up in a tough environment, you know, but I didn't let the outcome of that change me, made me to another person. You know, I always stuck to my roots, my foundation, and stood there.
Mark Long with AP. There's always been this unbelievable pressure on you coming out of high school, at LSU, now a top pick. Does some of that end now, or do you feel it still to perform as a rookie?
I mean, to me, the hype never got to me. You know, the pressure never got to me either. I mean, my job as a football player before anything. You know, that's something I've been doing since a kid. You know, that's something I love to do, is to come out here and play football. So, I mean, the individual stuff is going to take care of itself. I mean, it's the team first now. You know, that's what it's always been about for me, you know, from high school to college and to now.
Doug, you mentioned last night, that you talked to a lot of people about Leonard. What was there a story that really stood out about the kind of person and pro he can be?
I think, you know, a lot of things. You know, being having lived down there in New Orleans for a while and having such great amount of respect for the people there and really trying to have a good understanding of the situation. And I think, first of all, I think all of us know, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank – you know, Leonard's family, you know, Leonard and Lori, you know, for the job that they've done. You know, it's, you know, we sit here and we see the finished product, but, you know, the family, you know, created that foundation, you know, to be able to, you know, make the right choices, make good decisions, you know, surround yourself with people that that care. And I think that's important because it's very simple or very easy, you know, for us, you know, people that have grown up in inner city to kind of lose track. It's one split decision, one split second, and it can throw your whole career off. So, you know, the amount of discipline that goes into that is outstanding. And I don't know if it was any one particular story, but I know that, you know, with Leonard having had all that pressure on him from when he was young, being identified young, and be able to not let that get to his head. I think my favorite story, though, and I told Leonard, is that, you know, he likes tough coaching. Well, I told him, I said, I can't wait. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I told his parents that too. So, and I think that's important too. I mean, you know, someone that wants to be coached hard, I think all players should have that mentality. I think that you know, all players should feel that, you know, they're going to make a difference. I think all players feel that, you know, they can be that player to take it over, but at the same point, knowing that you're a team. And I think that's important. And when you're part of a team, you know, it's going to take everyone in the room and not just one person.
Mike Draca with ESPN. Leonard, can you be the guy that sets the tone on this offense in terms of, you know, physicalness and toughness?
I mean, most definitely, man. But, I mean, when you say physical, let's start with the offensive lineman first. You know, everything goes through them. You know, I mean, they block for me, block for the quarterback. I mean, everything starts with them. So when those guys are right, you know, and I know they're ready, I mean, mentally and physically, they're going to get me ready.
Dave, you've invested heavily in the running back position since you've been here. A lot of other teams have kind of moved away from having featured backs and heavy emphasis on the running game. Why is the running back position so important to you?
Well, I think you look at success around the league, and it is important to be able to run the ball, not only for the offensive side of the ball, but for the defensive side of the ball. You want to control the time of possession, control the clock, be able to control the line of scrimmage, and when you have that, you can close out games, and we've been a victim of losing some close games in the last 2 years, and within a touchdown, you know, I think we were 10 last year and lost a handful of games in the last 2 minutes, and if we can get into a four-minute drill and we can run the ball, we'll be more successful.
Hey, Dave, some players you really have to project. You really have to pour over their tape. Was Leonard sort of not so much an easy scout, but was it an easy projection to see how he would translate to this level?
Well, we knew he'd be a running back, so that part was easy. But, you know, and I said this last night, I think generally when you see somebody with the history of Leonard, were highly successful in high school, highly successful the minute they stepped on campus at a major level of competition, now generally they're successful at this level, but it's really up to him and for him to come in and put his best foot forward and put in the work. And if he does that, I think we'll be all right.
Last night you mentioned a successful rookie season will be going to the Super Bowl. Kind of create a little bit of a stir with that. Did you say that because you know that's exactly what Tom Coughlin wants to hear, that winning is the number one, or that anyone wants to hear that winning is the number one priority for this franchise after what it's gone through over the last decade?
I mean, any player wants that for themselves and for the team. You know, I mean, I it's 39 up, but that's my goal. You know, my whole life, you know, I came from a winning program, LSU, and, high school. I mean, I come from a winning foundation, you know, so I think it's time to get back on that track. You know, I think that's what Jacksonville need, championships. You know, so I think I'm the guy for the job.
Hey, Leonard, Mike Kay from First Coast News. You know, you have obvious long-term ties to New Orleans. You played football in Louisiana. How excited are you to have a change of scenery and join Duval?
Oh man, it's wonderful, man. It's beautiful here. I mean, it's not as hot as it is in Louisiana.
Just wait.
But It's beautiful here, man. You know, can't wait to have my family out here coming to all the games, and I just can't wait.
Doug, we've talked ad nauseum about being a tough team and wanting that persona. How do you actually, and you drafted a bruising back, how do you actually know, or when will you know that you're a tough team? Like, how do you get that?
Well, I think, you know, like I said before when I was talking about it, you know, talk is cheap. You know, you can come up here and you can bang your fist on the table and you can talk about we're going to be physical, we're going to be this and that. I think a lot of it, obviously it starts now, you know, and that's what I talked to about the players, about what's going on in the weight room, you know, behind us right now. You know, the lifting, being strong, being in shape, being, you know, doing those things to give you an opportunity to go out there and be physical. I think you also have to practice that way. You know, a lot of times, you know, people will say, well, listen, you know, we got to be careful. I think there's a fine line. You have to be smart, but at the end of the day, you have to know that, you know, you're practicing, you know, the 9-on-7s, the things of that nature where, you know, it's physical and you have that part. But you have to, as a coach, you know, when you have to back off a little bit. But you want to know, to answer your question, when you know, is when you go out there and you play. And that's the one thing about it. So as a coach, you're always pushing, trying to keep a fine line to it, you know, to where you don't go too far. And then when the players go out there on Sunday, that they feel physically. But you'll know. The one thing I know as a former player, when you go out there, you know whether you're more physical than your opponent, you know, in the one-on-one battles. And if you can win more of those, you know, then eventually you kind of know about it from an internal standpoint. And then all of a sudden – the coaches know, your teammates know, And then obviously the fans start to know.
Brian Jackson, Channel 4 here in Jacksonville. Leonard, you wore number 7 at LSU, so what led you to pick number 27 here?
I mean, I could get 7, you know. To me, I thought it was the best fit number for me. You know, it looked good on me, and I decided to go with it.
Chris Porter, First Coast News. Leonard, first of all, welcome to Jacksonville. I have a 1-year-old daughter, and I know how the girls can match, yeah, note your heart. Yeah. If you could, just talk about the love you have for your daughter and how you use her as motivation to be great.
I mean, yeah, I had my daughter when I was 19, you know, so... I mean, ever since she was born, you know, my motivation is just focused on her. I mean, as far as, like, running the ball, I mean, conditioning-wise, when we had the 110 test, you know, when I was tired, you know, I just kept thinking about her, you know. And I, also, my son now, so that I add more fuel to the fire. You know, my father did a great job with all his kids. You know, I mean, if it was for him, I wouldn't be the number one player. You know, him taking his time out, waking us up, me and my brother in the morning, just to go running. You know, even though I hated it, it made me better. You know, so, I mean, everything starts with him. You know, so I try to outdo him as much as I can because, I mean, he set a great example for me and my brother just to be great fathers, you know. So that's about it.
Who did you grow up watching, idolizing as a running back?
Nobody. I rarely watched football as a kid.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I was outside playing tag and all that.
So when did you start watching football?
Probably when I got to LSU. You know, this seeing all the guys who I play with who's in the league now, just watching them, just checking on them and stuff like that. So I say when I got to college.
Leonard, is there a guy, you talked about LSU guys coming into the league, is there a guy that you kind of leaned on through this draft process and who you've gotten advice from?
I mean, pretty much everybody. You know, LSU is a brotherhood. You know, so they when they come back to work out or when they have free time, they try to give the guys who's coming out as much as information as they can just to help us out so nothing doesn't come surprising to us.
You were rattling off your times last night, 10, 4,
yeah.
100. Is,
yeah,
that the first time you ever really had to explain and kind of...
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, it is. You know, had to really, I mean, you really had to advertise yourself, really. That was my first time really doing that, you know, during this NFL process, you know, because usually, man, it speaks for itself. So, yeah, it's my first time.
When you look back, man, I mean, you've been on that pedestal since you was in, like, middle school. Do you feel like you destined, I mean, you felt like everything kind of been in that same level to get where you're at right now today from where you started at middle school and being the, I mean, you was the top player then, the top player, St. Aug, the top player. I mean, do you feel that you kind of been on this path even when you was like 13 years old? And where do you feel when you look back on that situation and where you're at right now?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's destined for me, man. You know, my mom always tell me I was chosen, you know, special from God, you know. And hard work comes with it, too. I mean, it's not just everything. It's not natural. You know, you have to work hard at a lot of things, you know. And, I mean, that's what I did, and now I'm here.
One more question. Did Katrina really impact you when your family was out there on that bridge? And did that impact you to kind of reevaluate things personally for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, from, you know, sleeping on the bridge 4 days, 5 nights, soaking wet, man. It was raining and stuff. But, I mean, it made me who I am. You know, it made a lot of guys as out of Louisiana who they are to this day. I don't regret it. You know, I could remember, but then I can't because I was like 9 or 10 years old. But I know, like, going back on reflecting on it, man, it made me tougher, you know, gave me tough skin.